And welcome into a K1 one-on-one session. I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning with Dr. Tracy Russell. Russell, chiropractic, and first of all, we have talked before, but it's been about 10 years. Welcome back to the radio.
Well, thank you, Charlie. It's good to be here. I'm real excited about this and speaking with you and getting to talk with you again.
So just for those that don't know you, they probably have driven by a location with your name on it, either on Frank Phillips or over by the Food Pyramid Shopping Center. You've been around in Bartlesville for at least a couple of decades, right?
It's been almost 25 years, Charlie. It's going on. June 6th will be our 24 years. 24 years on June 6th. So our anniversary is coming up.
That's great. A professional anniversary. Your marriage anniversary probably longer than that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you like most about being a chiropractor?
I love being a chiropractor. There's so many things that are happening in our day and in the news for recently. You've probably noticed that opioid addiction, for example, is a big deal. And I don't think people know just how important that is with chiropractic care, because it can actually help people with opioid addiction. Did you know that?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it, but when I do think about it, I mean, your profession, if I were to list the things chiropractic does, if not number one, number two or three on the list is relieve pain.
Yeah, it's great for pain relief. 115 people die every day from opioid drugs, and so it's getting to be a real big deal. And it's not just with the person that's addicted, it's also the babies that these are affected by that too, by the mothers that have been using these addictive drugs. So chiropractic is able, the treatments that we do reduces opioid use by 55%.
That's tremendous.
And I don't think people know just how big of a deal that is. But yeah, chiropractic can help with the opioid addiction.
Well, and we're talking about both not getting addicted, because if you're seeing a chiropractor, you're probably not taking as much medication, but getting off the medication too, right?
Yeah, that's the big deal. Yeah, getting off the medication, it's not a matter of managing the medication, it's a matter of getting off of it.
We'll probably come back to that topic a little bit, but I want to try at least this time to give people a firm overlook of your clinic. It's a family operation. Your daughter has joined the practice, right?
Yeah, since the last time I saw you over 10 years ago when we had our previous show, she at that time she was in the communications field. She went into being a broadcaster. She was a news broadcaster, went to New York, and also a television producer. But since then, after that experience, she decided she wanted to be a chiropractor. So now she's practicing in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
And she is a third generation chiropractor. And we now have 23 chiropractors in our family.
Wow.
As a result of that, we were talking earlier about babies.
Mm-hmm, we were. I mentioned my granddaughter to you. She's an active, well, almost 2.5-year-old, and she's a great granddaughter. Love to talk with her. And like any other 2.5-year-old, why she is out and running around and getting into things.
It's amazing what it can do for. If it hadn't been for a baby experience, I wouldn't have been a chiropractor. My wife, when she was a baby, had ear infections really bad.
A lot of kids do.
Yeah, a lot of kids do. And at that time,
we were putting tubes in people's ears.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on, but also it was at a time where there were medications, but sometimes in her case, she wasn't able to take the medications. Mm-hmm. So somebody in her small town of Paola, Kansas said, why don't you take her to the chiropractor and see if that might help? And so it did, to such an effect, it made an impression on her family, her father particularly. Mm-hmm. He went to chiropractic college, talked his two brothers into going with him, and consequently there's 23 chiropractors in our family.
Wow.
All because of an ear infection.
Now that really says a lot, and I guess it says something about your family motivation to not only do what you were trained to, but to go on and pick up additional training. I'm looking at your smock, and the hand and foot specialist comes in there. It's pretty easy to see.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's something that not everyone who comes out of a basic chiropractic school is ready to jump in and do.
Yeah, a lot of people go into different areas of practice just like they do in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic has pediatric chiropractic. I chose to be a hand and foot chiropractor. Now, we do see a lot of children as well. But, you know, it just goes to show you with the ear infection thing that it's not just about pain. It's about performance and function of the human body. And that's why I love being a chiropractor, because it makes sense scientifically. It just makes sense that the nervous system controls all of our bodily functions, provided that there's no interference, and the interference can be the result of nerve, you know, pinched nerve in the neck or the lower back that can be interfering with proper function.
What you do also tends to boost the immune system, doesn't it?
Yeah, the immune system, it's amazing. It boosts the immune system. It actually improves all bodily functions, systems throughout the body. The respiratory system, the cardiovascular system, the immune, the endocrine system, all systems are affected by what we do with chiropractic. And it's something I wanted to talk about a little bit that I don't think a lot of people know about. Hippocrates was the father of modern medicine, right? He was about 400 years before Christ.
All practitioners, I believe, take the Hippocratic oath.
Hippocratic
above all, do no harm.
Yep, above all, do no harm. And he also had some really neat things when he said about when it comes to health, look to the spine. What did they know back then? But well, we as chiropractors know, and research is starting to find out how absolutely true that statement is, because the spine has everything to do with health. This is the interesting part, Charlie. Cerebral spinal fluid, right? We've all heard about what's cerebral spinal fluid. When I was in college, everything was a pinched nerve. Well, come to find out, it's more than just a pinched nerve. See, cerebral spinal fluid flows up your spine, your spinal cord, and then it goes up to the brain. Takes 2 or 3 minutes for one pass to be able, for one wave to get to your brain. What does it do? It bathes the brain, because you're listening to me right now. The toxins are created because of those neurons that are firing, those synapses that are firing in your brain, right?
Right.
Got all this waste material. It's got to go somewhere.
Sure.
So the cerebral spinal fluid is bathing the brain, pulling it away, and excreting it out through the rest of your body. And then another wave comes 2 or 3 minutes later, brings oxygen and nutrients to your brain. Well, what happens is that the neck gets out of alignment, or the lower back gets out of alignment, and that's like a valve, like a pipe valve in your house, the water main, for example, in your water, the faucet at your sink. If those things get shut off just a little bit, it's going to interfere with that flow, and you're trying to take a shower and the water pressure went down. Well, it doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
Well, the same is true with our brains, right? I mean, it needs to be bathed too,
sure,
because of all the toxins, or you get a concussion for a car accident or playing football or something. Something's got to bathe that brain to get that pulled out of there. So that's why it's so important to have your neck checked and your lower back checked to be able to have proper function. And so it's just an amazing concept, and amazing that research is catching up and being able to explain what Hippocrates was talking about 400 years before Christ. You know, so
that's an amazing idea, and it kind of says, well, why didn't we know this all along? Well, we learn day by day.
Yeah.
And so it's a process.
Yep, absolutely.
And so this is something that the brain is not necessarily involved directly, but we're making sure those pathways are working. Talk to me just a little bit about how old a chiropractic profession is. It goes back centuries, right?
It goes back quite a ways. Chiropractic, I think, has been around longer than before it was even called chiropractic. But there was a gentleman in 1895. His name was D.D. Palmer, David Palmer.
He was at school in Iowa.
Yeah, he was a natural wellness practitioner at that time, and he came up with an idea or a theory that nobody else had ever done before, and that is that if there is a pinched nerve in your neck, for example, does it have anything to do with numbness and tingling down into your hands? Or does it have anything to do with the heart? Or does it have anything to do with your digestion? He was the first person in history to come along and say that is the connection. It's a neurological connection. Before that, they were thinking bloodstream, and they had all kinds of different theories.
Sure.
But as it's turned out, he was on the right track with that.
Well, I think high school biology students at least learn the names of those 12 cranial nerves on old Olympus towering tops, Finn and German Vudzimops, if I remember the acronym correctly. So, I mean, we learned the nerves, but somewhere along the line, that message gets confused, I guess.
Yes, it does. It does. But it's just amazing how the brain works, because whenever you have a vertebra out of alignment, we call it a subluxation. It's not a dislocation. It's less than that. It's what we call a subluxation. And as a result of that, it causes the brain to become alarmed, And right. It's like, you know, the alarm bell going off in a burning building. Well, that pain that you're having, that's the alarm. And so what happens is that cortisol starts to increase throughout the body. And we've all heard of cortisol. Well, sure. What does that do? It causes inflammation. Mm-hmm. You get too much cortisol because your brain is in a panic because of the pinched nerve that you're having in your spinal cord area, anywhere along the spinal cord. It causes cortisol, and cortisol causes inflammation.
Okay.
What is the precursor to all disease? Inflammation.
Sure.
And so this was a long time ago, Charlie, about 20-something years ago, I did read a lot of research papers, and there was one that I read that said that that inflammation causes the diseases of all 12,000 and over, it's more than that now, but at that time it was over 12,000 diseases, all of them began with inflammation. And I always thought, if you could get rid of the inflammation, boy, you'd solve the world's problems, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that's what's so wonderful about what chiropractic adjustment does. It's not just a pop in your neck or your back. It's improving your body's ability to function and lowering the cortisol levels so that the body can heal itself.
Yeah, that pop may be the immediate reaction that we hear, but yeah. that just starts the process.
Yeah. You know what's interesting about the pop? You know what that pop is? That popping noise, it's actually synovial fluid and nitrogenous gases separating. But a lot of times people will come in and they'll want to, well, I didn't pop, I didn't do anything. It's not about the pop, it's about the movement in the joint. It's the mechanoreceptors and the signal that it sends to the brain. That's what's the most important part of it. It's that aspect of it, the stimulating of the mechanoreceptors, and it's not about the pop.
We talked about chiropractic adjustment for extremely young children, my two-year-old granddaughter, mm-hmm. and even younger. What's the oldest patient you've worked with?
Gosh, the youngest patient I had was an hour old. It was my little girl, my daughter Joy,
that we talked about. That makes sense coming through the birth canal. There would be some movement there.
Yep, absolutely. And the oldest patient I had was 100 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, he was 100 years old, and he was doing fine and just had some problems with his low back, and we were able to help him with that and made him comfortable and helped him to get over what he was dealing with, and had a great success with it. So that's the whole point of it. It's not an age thing. That's just what's so interesting to me. Sometimes people think, well, as you get older, this is just natural. People respond beautifully at any age, whether they're young, in between, senior citizens. Everyone responds well to chiropractic care. I have not yet seen anyone not respond favorably.
Well, just so we can wrap this up, when people come to your office, talk to me a little bit about the process. What can they expect when they come see you at your office?
That's an excellent question. What can people expect when they come to our office? Well, there's two things. Number one, we have an amazing staff, okay? So I can't say enough good things about them. Our patient response to our staff, in my opinion, is one of the most important things that an office can have with patient care. We found that our patients respond best in a positive, healthy, and a hopeful and giving environment. Our staff members are also, they were voted a couple of years ago as the best customer service in Bartlesville. So we're kind of proud of that.
That's important.
And we also, we want to serve the world, Charlie, at a higher level. And we want to provide hope and healing so that if you're needing help in any way, we would love to take care of you. We're, like we were talking about earlier, we're here in Bartlesville on the south side of 75 Highway in the Food Pyramid Shopping Center right next to Archer's Cleaners.
And obviously you see patients by appointment, so they need to get a phone number so they can
contact.
Yes. You uh-huh. may take a walk-in if there's nobody else there, but really you want appointments.
So. Yeah, it's good to call ahead and schedule a time. Phone number is 918-333-3363.
And we're talking again with Dr. Tracy Russell, Bartlesville chiropractor, and we'll talk sometime about the hand and foot clinic, because I think that's important, too.
Awesome. Great. Looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Dr. Tracy Russell with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1.